That's Halo from Slambovian Circus of Dreams. And joining us now on the phone is Josiah of the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. And Tink is somewhere floating around as well. Good morning, friends. How are you?
Good morning, Rick.
It's great
Thanks
to have you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's great to be here.
So we're super excited. The Slambovian Circus of Dreams is performing acoustic at the Phoenicia Playhouse in Phoenicia, New York. It's a wonderful venue, a really intimate, cool space. The sound in there is great. The folks who put on shows for Flying Cat Music and the Phoenicia Playhouse are wonderful people, so I can only imagine an incredible night. And what do you have in store for them, Josiah?
Well, we're very happy to play with the smaller band. It makes us a little bit nervous, which is really good. You know? we usually play with the big circus all the time. So when we get down to these intimate places, and we used to do this with just Flying Cat in their church, and then we saw the theater up the street and said, hey, let's do something together in the theater. So it's an experiment. It's going to be fun. And, of course, that's a magical area in our little world here, so we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a mysteriously cool night, I think.
Now, how often do you perform acoustic?
Well, it's the same as a circus. You know, we'll do two sets for people. You know, we'll do about an hour set, and then see how people hold up. And anybody that comes back in for the second set, we always do the better second set, and we get rid of the people that don't like us on the break.
Well, you have put out an album not that long ago called A Very Unusual Head, and Halo was the song we just played off of it. Do you have anything in the works?
Yeah, we do. We've got, you know, the thing that we're doing right now is the bizarre thing is I'm a little bit too, like, prolific. There's a more negative word for the amount that I write, but we've got several albums in the work. One is even like love songs for China, because we were the first American band to play in China after the revolution, you know, back in the day.
Wow.
And it opened Shanghai. The week after we played, Shanghai opened, you know, to the West in a way. So, you know, we're doing an album to celebrate that. And they recognize us as the first American band to play there, which is really cool.
It is.
So we're dancing with that. We're finishing a book right now, and there's a project called Josiah and the Remnant, because my nephew who lives close by, who's a multi instrumentalist, asked, "Can I be your wrecking crew for some of the songs?"
Really?
And I sent him a song, and in 2.5 days, he sent me back a completed song where he played everything. And
wow.
He didn't use sampled instruments. He played trumpet on and everything.
Wow.
Like, oh my God. So that's Tristan Tadden, T.S. Tadden.
Oh, cool.
He works at Clubhouse Studios up in this neck of the woods, you know?
And plays a lot of instruments then.
Oh yeah, man. And he's just a young guy, and he's a brilliant writer. I mean, so for me, I'm very honored that he wanted to take time out of his own creativity to do something with me, and he wants to continue that project. So we're doing a bunch of little things like that, you know.
Now, Josiah, do you write songs with Tink? Does she help out, like, with lyrics or melodies or anything?
Well, Tink is the muse, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, she sparks a lot of things. And conversations in the morning with her, she, like, drags me out of bed and pours some coffee and ginseng into me. Then we have these conversations that spark the day. And I'll go, you know, I'll go write. And like I say, I write. I work better when I'm doing, like, 20 things at once. I realize I don't have attention deficit disorder. I work like that. When I learned that I only do little spurts of things and move in a circle, then I realized 20 things get done at once. And at the end of that time, when I present things to Tink, she'll adjust words. Like Alice in Space, one of our songs, used to be Allison's Space. And Tink said, oh, Alice in Space. And that made that song the mystical thing that it is, you know. So that's how she helps. It's, she floats in and out like a little fairy, I'm telling you. And she's ornery. You know, she's really very got her opinions about things and makes sure I don't get, like, slumpy.
You're probably looking right into her eyes while you say all these wonderful things.
I am. She's right here. She said slumpy.
That's, he invents words. That's another new one. That's awesome.
All right. Again,
we have a very interesting life, Tink and I. You know, it's really. I don't know whether anybody else could put up with her, or anybody could put up with me. I mean, like, we're good in small doses. Like, if you come see us for a couple hours, it's pretty sparky. If you have to live with it all the time, it's pretty crazy.
Well, you're doing just fine, because it's a kind of unique relationship that feeds off each other. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, and I feed him. I feed him. I also cook.
She's a really good cook. She could take, you know, the thing is when we, you know, you can imagine we've been poor and often are very poor, even though we're doing the mission of music all over the world. You know, we go on these tours to England, everybody thinks, oh, they're doing, yeah. But we don't have a label or anybody that organizes. So it really is whatever money we make, we lose on the way back.
You have to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. But she could take like all the leftovers and she'll do, she's crazy, you know, like. She's like an Aquarius. She's Aquarius, whatever that means.
I'm an alchemist in the kitchen.
Yeah, she is. She takes like all that. These little things that are weird that shouldn't fit together, and she brings it to you, and you go, oh, my God, Tink, this is crazy.
And that's also what I do to his songs, because he writes the songs. He's the songwriter. Mm-hmm. But when I hear them, suddenly I go, oh, I know how I could actually make it taste good.
Yeah.
Alice
so
in Space.
That's how she co-writes with me. I mean, she's really an instrumentalist. She's not, even with the lyrics, when, you know, I'm a lyricist, I'm the storyteller in the band in a way, but she comes in and she'll tweak things so they just got this extra sparkle and obtuseness to them. Mm. I think it makes more room for people's imagination to get into the songs. You know?
Well, we are chatting with Josiah and Tink of Slambovian Circus of Dreams. They're doing a very intimate acoustic performance this Saturday at Phoenicia Playhouse in Phoenicia, New York. The show kicks off at 7. Get there a little bit early, tailgate, hang out, walk around Phoenicia, and then go to the show. It's a beautiful time. So what do you have in store for the people now? You're going to be doing an acoustic set, but are you going to be breaking into any holiday things or saving them for later?
Well, we might sneak a holiday thing in, or even just because you said it, Rick, I think we will. You know, we'll do some Christmassy. We just finished a couple of Halloween shows, and we did one local in our particular neck of the woods right on the Hudson here. Mm. Nice. And that turned out to be good. And the Shakespeare's all came to it. There's a Shakespeare troupe that works at a circus tent right around here. They came to their first show and saw us do what we do.
Nice.
And we might sneak one of the Halloween shows songs in and a Christmas song in. And when we're the trio, it lets us freely just, if we get an idea, we could just play it, which is not often the case with the whole band.
Yeah.
So these little intimate shows are good. I mean, I'm excited about it because if people that are hearing this get the whim to come, it's going to be a magic night. I think, you know, we'll all create that together because, I think everybody's hungry for alternatives from what we have to live in so-called reality. It kind of sucks. I think we should dismantle reality and try starting again. So that's what we do with these shows. We just try to go to the place that's, you know, politics suck. I don't care what wing you are. We got a bird that doesn't know how to fly. It's two wings that beat the crap out of each other. And you go, bird can't fly. So we're trying to figure out, you know, how do you get back into your head and your imagination and the child that could enjoy Christmas or whatever holiday it was.
Or Woodstock.
Yeah. Like all the magic of that kind of possibilities instead of being stuck in Altamont. I feel like we're stuck in Altamont at the end of the 60s instead of Woodstock. anyway.
Folks, don't miss Josiah and Tink, the Slambovian Circus of Dreams at the Phoenicia Playhouse in Phoenicia. Folks can visit PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. And how can folks keep tabs on the Slambovians?
Well, the easiest way is Slambovia.com. And then that goes to all points, on the map.
Very cool.
Slambovia.com.
Well, we're looking forward to Saturday night, 7 o'clock show, and, well, you'll probably be kicking off a round of holiday extravaganzas coming up, so enjoy yourselves, enjoy Thanksgiving and the holidays, and have the best next year ever.
Thank you, Rick. You're great. Thanks for taking care of us. We really appreciate it, man.
Right on. All the best, and knock 'em dead in Phoenicia. I'll be seeing you. I'm probably going to walk to the gig.
Good, good, good. See you soon, Rick.
All right, all the best. It's the
Bye-bye.
Up and Running by Tink and Josiah of Slambovian Circus of Dreams. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Andy Gladding, owner of WK.